Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Visit how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a small business advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Greg Sullivan is our guest, our good friend, 18-year member of our Brain Trust. He's a world-class entrepreneur, currently Vice President of Information Technology at Carnival Corporation. That's not tough duty right there, folks. That's pretty slick assignment there. Greg, congratulations on all your success. You've worked hard for it, and whatever fun you're having, you deserve it. You've earned it.
Oh, thanks, Jim. I am having a great time.
So, all right, you're giving us a good report on this new privacy law. Folks, the privacy law emanates from Europe, from the European Union. You know, those people are crazy over there. They've got all kinds of things going on over there. They've got the right to be left alone law, right? They've got that thing where you can be completely off the grid if you want, which sometimes I think that's not a bad thing. But now this privacy law thing, they're connecting it to any of their citizens wherever they go, whatever they do online or in person. Those citizens carry with them certain apparently inalienable rights that if you do business with them, you glom onto those rights are glommed onto you, aren't they?
That's right, Jim.
How'd I do?
You did well. Yeah, actually, pretty well. they follow the customer, and any business that chooses to do business with them is obligated to abide by the regulation. It can be costly and onerous, but.
So here's a question.
It's important to do best.
What you said in the last segment was about consumers. And folks, whether they buy from you online, whether they come to your store, if they come to your store and they use a credit card, if you don't protect that information that you glean from them, you can't market to these people, you can't send them an email, a newsletter if they don't ask for it specifically, very specific about that. But here's a question. I want to change the customer category a little bit, Greg. A lot of communities have plants, have manufacturing plants, have units of operation in small towns all over America. I think of the average person wandering around anywhere, any small town America, would be surprised at the ultimate owner of a particular plant out there. They might be surprised that it was Sweden or North Korea or Italy or Brazil or something like that. So my question is, if I'm doing business, if I'm a supplier for that corporation, and the ultimate owner is an EU domicile, what about that?
So this is about B2C, business to consumers.
The privacy law is just B2C, not B2B.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That's right. Now, but what you have to be attentive to is, say, the example of where you're doing business with another business, but they're bringing to you individual consumers.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, you're a third party. In the European regulation, they refer to that as a processor. So processors have kind of flow through obligations.
So in your case, with the cruise ships, if an agency brings you those people and they're doing business first with the agency and they wind up on your ship, you're stuck to this
to an extent, not at the same level the agency is, but yeah, we are. And so but we also have to be careful about we can't confuse the customer and have agency market on our behalf when they've asked us not to be marketed on.
Right.
Marketed to. That's the whole thing. So this is about the privacy rights of the individual is what all this comes down to. And Jim, there's another important thing for everyone to keep in mind, too, is one of the rights available to Europeans in this, and keep in mind always, other countries are going to do this. So we already know that. So one thing they can call up and ask, they can ask not to be marketed to, which is called the right to erasure.
Right.
So we can they can ask to have all their information deleted.
Right,
so by
to, be,
the way,
right to be left alone, they call it.
Right, right. This applies to employees, too,
mm-hmm.
not just guests, but or I'm sorry, not just customers. But the other thing is they can ask us for all the information we have about them.
Hmm.
Okay. Those individuals have the right to call up anyone they're doing business with and say, tell me all the information you possess about me.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've kept all their website tracking data, if you've kept website tracking data, if you've kept, transactional data about all of the business you've done with them, anything, if you've tracked them on social media, all these modern marketing techniques, now you're obligated to share with them if they call up and ask for it.
Is this a way of curbing big data?
So this is what this does. That you might argue that that's an outcome, but what it does is it puts the data back. Basically what they're saying is the individual owns the data, not the companies they do business with. So you can't use it unless I give you permission to. And you have to tell me what you're using it for if I allow you to keep it.
Very interesting. Well, see, whenever you call a company, whenever I call a company that I do business with, sometimes they know my credit card, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they know my address, and sometimes they don't. I don't know what they own. I don't know what they have of mine. So, in some ways, I like this idea that where I have more control over it. But it's
These laws are good. They're onerous, but they're
but
good.
They do put an extra responsibility on the business. So folks, pay attention. This stuff might start.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.